Hello, and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.musicglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Arnold the Dick has gone. John the Joke Murta is gone. We just need the Glazers out, but apparently they are turning up at this FA Cup semi-final against Coventry. Probably sat next to Sir Rat. Probably shaking his hand saying, yes, you're nice people. Absolutely ridiculous. As mentioned, it's a semi-final day in the FA Cup, and Manchester United are playing Coventry City. Team news is in. A number of further injuries. Mount, Amabat, and Kambwala are injured and nowhere, not in the squad. It's a shambles, really. I mean, are the players conditioned well enough? What is that going on in training? The medical side is an embarrassment. As I say, an awful football club, and at the moment, an awful football team. It's as simple as that. And they say Coventry will fancy their chances. I've said that before. They play much better football than Manchester United, and they have a way of playing. So probably if they get a number of injuries, they probably just carry on playing the same way. They have a style about them. Manchester United don't, but then use excuses. Oh, I've not had my best players. I haven't had my best team. If you can only win with your best players, then you're not a good enough manager, because players get injuries. And unfortunately for Erik ten Hag, who is someone who, as I say, praised John Murta for his help, I mean, that is just ridiculous. I mean, as I say, when you pay $9 million a year, I suppose you've got to toe the party line. As I say, he's made for life by this football club. He, as I say, and I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it, he's not the biggest problem at this club. The players are a bigger problem. The people behind the scenes are a bigger problem. There seems to be some kind of clear out going on. Jason Wilcox apparently is coming in, which is a good thing, because at least he's got a track record of actually having some competence in a role of like a technical director sphere, and not Darren Fletcher, who, I mean, was he literally just kept at the club so that his twins would stay on at the club? I mean, this is a scary thing, and this is sadly how Manchester United tend to do their things. They don't tend to actually have any structure or idea or strategy. That's the biggest problem at this football club, and it's been like that since September 2013 when Sir hashtag Dickhead Woodward was put in charge. I did tell you, but not a lot of people want to listen, because he liked to leak and like to talk to the journalists and, you know, hold court. It's an absolute joke. But anyway, the team news, it looks like it's Casemiro, Maguire playing as centre-backs. It's Dalot and Wan-Bissaka as a full-backs. An Ireland goal, midfield, the Tomlin comes straight back in, which is bizarre, because other players who haven't been getting any game time, as I say, these players are going to have to come, maybe have to play a number of games with the injuries that we've got. I don't expect much from them, because they've not been given game time by Ten Hag, not even coming on as substitutes. So it'll be interesting to see. As always, as I say, McTominay, it's Mainoo and Bruno Fernandes. As always, Marcus Rashford starts, no matter what. Garnacho does start. Obviously, issues with liking a tweet. He must have apologised. And I think there are people who say he should miss a match, like Marcus Rashford did and Jadon Sancho. Firstly, Garnacho didn't go to Belfast and take a sickie. And number two, he wasn't an over-entitled, overpaid, Mickey-taking footballer who thought, I'll put a social media post about my manager, not apologise, and then not take it down for over a week. It's not even in the same sphere. If Garnacho's apologised, you get back in and you make sure you don't do it again. And it's Hoyland through the middle. As I say, Hoyland's not been playing well recently. He's looked like the player we bought at the start of the season with a back injury. 60-odd million. Just remember that. And apparently that was lauded as a great deal. It's not a great deal in regards to the amount we paid for him. There is a lot of potential in Hoyland. Hopefully we will see that will be towards the end of the season, next season. But it would help if people actually pass to him, especially the wingers. And also Bruno Fernandes, who doesn't seem to feed him either. So we'll see how that pans out. I've got a little bit that I did with my friend James yesterday, so I will slot that in before the game. He's got any judge prediction for the match? I don't know if he was reading the BBC website before, maybe the day before, but yeah, he's got an interesting prediction for the game. As I say, the whole country will want Coventry to win, and they will have an opportunity, because Man United are just not a very good football team. As I was saying to my friends yesterday when I was out and about, they're crap, simple as that. So anyways, a little bit with my mate James, and then I will be back at half time. So it's Saturday afternoon in Huddersfield. I've just been to watch Huddersfield play Swansea. My mate James lives here. It wasn't a great result for Huddersfield. They lost 4-0. They possibly could be going down today, maybe. But it's not looking good, let's just say that. But I've got James here to talk about Manchester United. Obviously, they're in the FA Cup semi-final tomorrow against Coventry City, who should really fancy their chances, because United aren't very good. And I walked away from plenty of football match today, as I'm sure, in very similar vein as to a lot of the Huddersfield fans have today. So James, you know, obviously the game didn't go well today, but your thoughts on United be Coventry tomorrow?
Well, easy win for United, isn't it?
No.
Well, it's a bit of a difficult one. It's clubs at United, isn't it? Like, they get a decent victory against Liverpool, but then the next results are inconsistent.
Not won a game since then.
Well, it's not looking great then, is it? But you never know. It's one of your ex-players, isn't it, who's on the...
Robin is an absolute legend of this football club. Obviously, saved Alex Ferguson, his job. I think he'll fancy his chances. I mean, I've seen Coventry a couple of times this season, and they play much better football than Manchester United, but that's not difficult, to be perfectly honest. But they do play much better football than Manchester United, and they have a style. They know all the players know exactly what they're doing, which is not the case with Manchester United. How do you think the game will go in regards of... Do you think United will be the dominant side, or do you think Coventry will try and push themselves onto United? Obviously, being for the Championship.
I think United will be the dominant side on that game, to be fair. It's with the likes of... I can see Coventry trying to put it back. United not taking all their chances and letting the game go off at like maybe 1-0 or something like that. To drag on, and then Coventry do it at a late stage back. But that might be a... Maybe Ten Hag's save you as well. You never know.
Well, my thoughts on Ten Hag are pretty clear. He's not the biggest problem with the football club, and players should be shipped out of this football club first. But some of his team selections are a joke. He picks players out. Sadly, he's gone down the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer route, basically just picking his favourites. It's ridiculous. And what was quite interesting is people who slag off him about, who don't think Eriksen's up to it, he could stick them into a match, but they're not playing for weeks. He doesn't have any rhythm because he doesn't make substitutions. He won't substitute certain players. Ten Hag knows he has the same. I've said before, and I've said to James today, I mean, I'll ask you, James. Ten Hag gets £9 million if he's sacked, so he's not going to quit. Is he trying to sack himself?
I don't think at this point, surely not. Do you reckon at this point?
No, I'm asking you a question. You don't think he is?
No, not at this stage. It might do if they're, again, if the season peters out, like it's looking like it might do. If their makeup doesn't go well, they could potentially try it. I mean, it's the best for getting rid of him, to be fair. But this might not be the best to use, mate, to be fair. I'm not great at this kind of stuff.
you're fine, James. People say I'm not great at it either, so don't worry about it. That's fair enough. I mean, I just think it's some of the decisions. Casemiro's been playing poorly, but plays 90 minutes. Why is he kept on the pitch? Why not make a change? Substitute him out? See what other players can do. Why is Amrabat not being given an opportunity? You can call him out all you want, but at the end of the day, would Amrabat play any worse than Casemiro is at the moment? Would Eriksen play any worse than Casemiro is at the moment? It'd be very strange. And let's be honest, you know, the elephant in the room, Marcus Rashford. I mean, I'll say it, James, before. I mean, people have said, oh, Anthony should play. I mean, that's the desperation and awfulness that this Manchester United team are at the moment. We're quite happy to have Anthony in ahead of Rashford. Both of them shouldn't be playing. Haman should be playing. It's ridiculous. But anyway, final word from James. Score prediction.
Oh, God. I'm going to go for 2-1 Coventry. A repeat of the Wolves. I mean, it's going to be a repeat of the Wolves game.
3-2 then, but you mean...
Wait, they won 2-1.
No, 3-2. 3-2. They came back from 2-1 now. So do you mean a repeat of the Wolves game in that Coventry are going to win?
Oh, yeah.
There we go, James.
Don't use that.
James has gone for Coventry win, and he's not the only one. Chris Sutton on the BBC has gone for Coventry win as well. So, you know, there you go. Chris Sutton and my mate James have been mentioned in the same breath. I'm looking at his face now. He's not overly sold on it. But anyway, thanks for that, James. And we will see what happens.
Thanks to James for his input there. The game is the Bears are out. The game's going to kick off very soon. United in their black shorts. That's always been my preferred kit. I always like them in their red tops, black shorts and their black socks. So maybe that's going to be a positive. So after having the FA Cup semi-final, it's Coventry 0, Manchester United 2, Scott McTominay and Harry Maguire with the goals in a first half that United have basically been in control of, because Coventry, thankfully, they've not really come to play. They've sort of just been sort of sat in, letting United have the ball and trying to hit United on the break, but it hasn't really worked. The only time that Coventry have actually looked semi-dangerous in this match was after the first goal, when they had to push on a bit more. I mean, Casemiro, he's looking like the best centre-back in the Premier League today, because he's been solid. He's been good with the ball. He put a great ball over for Rashford. Rashford just couldn't finish off the opportunity. But he's not been put under any pressure, apart from a little bit later on in the half when Coventry got in on the right-hand side, and thankfully Dalot was doing a better defensive work than he has been at times this season. I mean, generally has been good, but those lapses of concentration, at what cost you? And he wasn't lapsed when he cleared the ball, basically, from Ellis Sims, who would have had it tapping. But United's first goal from Scott McTominay. So just simple, basic wing play. Garnacho through to Dalot. Excellent cross, and McTominay running in to the back of the net. As I've always said, he is a goal scorer. He is a box-to-box midfielder. He shouldn't be playing holding midfielder ever. He should be playing like as a number 8 or a number 10. It's as simple as that. So he got the opening goal, and then the second goal was from shocking defending at a corner for Coventry, and a free header for Harry Maguire headed into the back of the net. Simple as it is in United League 2-0. As I say, they've only been under pressure probably for about a sort of 2-3 minute period after that, sort of in between the two goals, where Coventry were pushing on and were playing the way that I have seen them play, sort of much more progressive, using the wingers, midfielders rushing into the box, and then some intricate play on the wings as well. That's what got the player in on the right hand side, as I say, for Dalot's clearance. But United in control. They should be game over, they should be done, but obviously 2-0 is a dangerous scoreline. But United need to make sure that they're fully concentrated, because if Coventry get the next goal, this weak mentality Manchester United side are capable of completely collapsing. And as I say, I think Casemiro is going to be tested a lot more within that second half, because as I say, he's had an armchair ride. And I think the Coventry, they've got their tactics wrong. That's for me, they've given Man United far too much respect. This football side deserves zero respect. They are not very good, but they've allowed them to just play with the ball. And United do have good players, and players that have quality, so those players can make the difference. As I say, with somebody's goal, just straightforward, simple wing play, and a great ball from Dalot, and obviously the second goal, they'll be kicking themselves even more just basically leaving Harry Maguire free in the penalty area. I mean, he's just ridiculous and poor play for Coventry, you know. And then that's got nothing to do with being in the lower league of Manchester United. That is just shocking defending and poor football for Coventry, and they will know that. But I think they'll give it a go in the second half. And what United really need to do is they need to get that third goal. They need to now make this a 3 or 4 nil game, maybe 4 or 5 nil game. Get some goal, not necessarily embarrass Coventry, but just basically finish the game off so that Coventry don't have any opportunity to get back into this game. And there is probably what's likely to be the goal that seals this match. It's 3-0 just before the hour. It's Bruno Fernandes, a great break from United. Rashford was put through, but he cut back when he should have basically just put the ball in the box. It did come to Bruno Fernandes, who hit a shot. It was a deflection into the back of the net. It's 3-0, as I say, at the hour mark. Let's see if United can get some more goals to make this even more emphatic. So 3-0 with, let's say, coming up to the 60th minute. Well, well, well. 70 minutes gone. Coventry have got a goal back. Ellis Sims across from the right-hand side. And basically, there was nobody anywhere near him in the penalty area. It's 3-1. Well, let's see if this Manchester United side, what kind of mentality they do have, because they are weak and they have shown that they, when things don't go their way, they can absolutely collapse. So there's still 20 minutes plus stoppages left in this game, or just under 20 minutes plus stoppages left in this game. A quick sub has been made as well. Kobbie Mainoo's off and Eriksen is on. A previous sub was maybe Garnacho going off and Antony coming on. As I say, no sign of Ahmad. It is ridiculous that he does not get any minutes. And as I say, Erik ten Hag now will unlikely bring him on, because obviously if Coventry get the next goal, it's definitely game on. So Coventry have got a second. It's a lucky goal in regards to the deflection, but it's O'Hare with the shot deflected over Wan-Bissaka, but United have ball at the other end. Antony does his little shuffle inside, shoots go O'Hare, and then the ball breaks for Coventry, which forward in it. O'Hare had so much space on the edge of the box. I don't think we're to be tracking him back, but so much space on the edge of the box. The shot was forward, obviously, to go in the back of the net. But Coventry are right back in this game. It's we do. I've told about this football team. I've told you about this football club. We mentality for zero football intelligence. What was doing, he had no need to do that. He could have easily slipped all through to Dallow. I think it was on the right hand side. So you've got a lot of players push further up front, and then Coventry go up the other end and push and score a goal. United need to step up to the plate. Coventry really didn't have any opportunity since the goal, because United had kept hold of the ball well, but they give the ball away easily, and it's a player that, as I say, Ahmad should be getting games ahead of both Antony and of Marcus Rashford, but we'll see what leadership this team has. 3-0 up against the Championship side, in complete control of the match, and they're now throwing it away. Just had Sir Rat on the camera looking pensive and worried. You're in charge now, Sir Rat. You're in charge. And he sat next to that scum, Avram Glazer. They were chatting away before. Yes, such a nice man, isn't he, Sir Rat? Well, two things about Andre Onana. An excellent save from a Thorpe shot. It was a rocket. I mean, he should have saved it. It was hit really hard. He should have saved it. And then a moment later, because he has been time-wasting during the game, he's brought by the referee. The biggest club in the world, allegedly, has a goalkeeper that has to time-waste against a Championship team because the team is struggling. The football club in a nutshell. Late penalty for Coventry. Handball by Wan-Bissaka. Is it harsh? Maybe so, but his arm is away from his body. I think what, as a Manchester United fans will be saying, is there was one in yesterday's semi-final where the arm was away from the body and it wasn't given. So, as I say, the inconsistency is there. But United have let this slip, and obviously it's a case of trying to save the penalty, and they could survive. But, I mean, just before, a couple few minutes before, Rasmus Højlund put in by Bruno Fernandes, he's got to score right in front of the goal, 6-yard box. He doesn't use his right foot. Just use your weak foot and slot it into the net. The keeper's not going to have an opportunity that close to the goal. But United have thrown this away. If this penalty goes in, and it's Hadji Wright who's going to be taking it. And, yep, he puts it into the back of the net. It's 3-3, and United have completely collapsed. But it's not a surprise. The mentality of this team, the lack of leadership. I mean, it's quite interesting that Garnacho and Mainoo have been taken off and the team has collapsed. Basically, it was 3-1, I think, when Mainoo went off, 3-0 when Garnacho went off. What is happening with these players? But the manager's still picking these players, but these players on the pitch. And as I say, Sir Rat is looking a little bit bereft, so at least he cares. Scum Avram Grant, he doesn't care. He's just looking into the skylight as if he has no interest, which he never, ever has. So it looks like we'll probably be going into extra time. Yep, it's extra time. It's 3-3. United, they did have a chance right at the end. Fernandes drilled it across. It would have been a tap-in for Højlund. But the keeper got his foot to it, and it's cleared away, and it is. We are into extra time. I haven't got much left on this, so what I'll probably do is I'll probably be back probably during the extra time, maybe after the extra time. Maybe, as I say, it could be penalties again, like they needed last season in the semi-final. So that was a very different game. It was a 0-0. This is a game where United have thrown it away, and they can't handle the weak mentality. It's the weak mentality. It doesn't matter who they're playing. What's the manager saying to the players for extra time? This is the point, but for me, those players on the pitch have to take this responsibility. Yeah, you can argue that's a substitutional mistake. I'd argue the starting lineup was a mistake. Certain players shouldn't have been starting this game. But there has been a sub, but Ahmad has come on, and that chance I mentioned at the end started with Ahmad doing something, doing a lot more than anything Marcus Rashford had done this game. Rashford should not be starting matches. It's ridiculous that he is. There are other players that have got away with things, but the manager picks the team, but the players need to step up to the plate for this extra time period. Well, it's ended 3-3. We're going to penalties. It seemed to be attacked. Just one team attacking, the other team attacking. But then by the end of the extra time period, it looks like Thorpe got the winning goal for Coventry. But unfortunately, Hadji Wright was offside in the middle. It was chalked off. So it's off to penalties. United, I think, have won the toss, and we'll take the penalty. Or they'll take the first penalty anyway. We'll see how it goes after penalties. I'll give you my overview post the penalties. But let's just say I'm not expecting to win an arm to save in non-antics this season. I think it doesn't look like he saves penalties, but maybe he'll prove me wrong. So Man United win the penalty, out and then save key penalty after, I don't know what Casemiro was doing, depending on what it was, hit it down the middle. There was one that Eriksen took where the keeper stayed in the middle as well, so I think obviously it's a tactic now for players to hit down the middle. But Casemiro missed, but they've scored the rest of their penalties to win 4-2, two misses from Coventry, and it's Manchester United that have gone through and absolutely really triggered the people that hate Manchester United, especially as the fact that the goal that Coventry scored in the last moments was offside. Yes, VAR gave it, but VAR sort of was also checked the handball, which you could easily argue was his arm in an actual position. As I say, there was one in the game yesterday where free kick's taken, goes a number of yards, a player puts his arm out, hits his hand, and he's not given as a penalty. So, as I say, it swings and roundabouts. He was offside. Sorry about that. United players didn't really celebrate when Hoyland put the ball in the back of the net. Here's one of those things. You've actually won a trophy. You've just won a penalty shootout. And in a game, when you're 3-0 up, in control, and you basically throw it away. But I just find it quite funny, the hatred of Man United, who are basically a small-time non-football club. That's basically what they are. I've been saying this for over 10 years. People actually started to listen and actually not necessarily agreeing with me, but you know, they'll still say that I'm negative. They'll still say that I don't give too much credit. But I've told you about this football club. I've told you about these players. Sir Rat is in charge. This is on Sir Rat. The Glazers are still there. They're scum. Get out of our club. Why are you sitting next to Abraham Glazer, you absolute idiot, Sir Rat? Lot of fun in the London Marathon, by the way. You probably did more running than some of our players. But you know, I should have just seen this game out. Easy as, but they didn't. But they've managed to get themselves into a final, and it's after all these years of trying to get a Manchester Derby Cup final, there's going to be two Manchester Derby Cup finals in a row, both in the FA Cup, and Manchester United will have the opportunity to win the trophy, hopefully a few players back. But Erik ten Hag, he's got to look at it, and he's got to think to himself, what am I doing with my selections? That's one of the key things. Ahmed and Garnacho have to be the win to start the game. I mean, Anthony was poor when he came on. The thing is, he still wasn't as bad as Rashford, but is Anthony peeved off because he's not getting a game because he's been playing well, but Rashford's still starting? This is the side of the thing. I know, to be fair with the defence, we only actually have three fit defenders at the moment, senior defenders. Obviously, with Casemiro playing as centre-back, he's probably going to have to play there for the next couple of games. I don't think he had that bad a game, to be fair, because he's not a regular centre-back, but the problems are mainly through the midfield, being able to get onto that Manchester United side midfield too easily. And you know, what Coventry have done today, they've made a massive mistake of showing Man United too much respect at the start of the match. They should have started playing how they did when they were 3-0 down at the start of the game. But they didn't want to be a number of goals down. But what they did, they were passive and allowed Manchester United to control the game. That's what they did. And they made mistakes in that way. And yep, they did a fantastic comeback. It looked like they won the game, but they hadn't. Don't go offside. As I say, if that was Manchester United that scored that goal like that in the last minute and it had been disallowed, let me tell you now, you would have people who don't even support Coventry, but totally understand from Coventry fans and people who follow the team. But it's all the other clubs, the hatred of this Manchester United. We are garbage. We are rubbish. We are crap. But you still hate us. You still want to squash us down. I mean, there was a comedian that put him on Twitter, Crystal Palace fan. I nearly bit and just sent a picture of Jesse Lingard's winner in the 2016 FA Cup final. But I just think, we're crap, mate. We're crap. And we're coming to Crystal Palace in 10 days. I mean, you should hammer us. Because we are rubbish, unless Erik ten Hag actually grows a pair and actually starts planning properly for this FA Cup final, because you're going to have to get things right, because it's going to be very difficult against Manchester City. But it's a cup final, anything can happen. You saw what Coventry did today. They're not anywhere near, they don't have the level of play that Manchester have, but they have a structure and have a way of playing. So, you know, you saw that from Coventry, but too late. They started too late. Well, who knows what would have happened if they started attacking at the beginning. Maybe United would have been able to hit them on the break with the players that they had. You don't know. But for me, Coventry only started playing at 3-0, and it was that end, the weak mentality, lack of leadership, and absolutely clueless football played by some of these players on the pitch. It's an absolute shambles. It's quite interesting with the extra time. I was watching the ITV roundup. No mention of Bruno Fernandes hitting the bar with his chance and other opportunities I mentioned. No mention, because it's all about Coventry. And Coventry are in the FA Cup final. Oh, no, they're not. They're not in the FA Cup final. Manchester United are. Yes, United have done it in a shockingly bad way, but they are in the final. So we might get some credit, but the whole country are crying and crying and crying. The only people should actually be crying are Coventry fans, which I totally understand. But all the other teams, Manchester United, we are rubbish. It's as simple as that. Jeez. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening to the pod. All pods up at usual platforms. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk. The best podcast platforms are Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes. Search MUFC Global and you will find the pods. Maybe people will start actually listening to what I actually have been saying. And actually, the fact that this football club has been going downhill for over 10 years, ever since the Scum Glazers decided to put commercial ahead of the football side. And now the merchants are looking at once. I'm watching that as a sponsor. You're sat there thinking, when did I drag the bar Manchester United? Only football and improving the football side of this club can improve the odds at this club and actually getting football people to run things. I love Ian, so looking so. He looked really sort of down. Now he knows. He claims he's a lifelong fan of Manchester United. I'm not convinced. That's how he seems to go at Chelsea. Says a lot. But I think even he's there thinking, I'm going to have to make some big decisions here and I need to get these football people in to actually make the decisions. What is David Brailsford doing? I tell you what he's doing. He's being incompetent when he does anything to do with a football club. That is what he's doing. Jason Wilcox is in. Omar Bawada can't start fast enough. Maybe Dan Ashworth might start a bit sooner. But Dan, don't get Gav Southgate. He can't handle this job. He's an awful club manager. We've seen that. Worse than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, that says a lot. But anyway, as always, next up is Sheffield United and then Burnley at home. Two matches against the two sides, 19th and 20th in the Premier League. They'll fancy their chances as well against this Manchester United side. And there'll be all the excuse of, they're a bit tired after playing in the FA Cup semi, only 3 days. It's all garbage. It's all excuses. It's all shambolic. And that's the problem at the football club. No ruthlessness. It's just, let's put our arm around them and be nicey nice. Don't put your arm around them. Be ruthless. Get rid of the players that need to be got rid of. And actually, you know, forget about the league. I have to say, we need to finish outside the European places. If we're going to get into Europe, it's via winning the FA Cup. It's as simple as that. Unfortunately, it'll be the Europa League. But so be it. You always want to win a trophy and you will accept that. If you want a trophy, but I don't want to do it by the league because we are a bottom half of the table football club. Simple as that. But anyway, thanks for listening. And we'll be back after the Sheffield United match on Wednesday.